universal ratio of carbon always been the same from birth till now?
Question again, initial.
Has the initial ratio of carbon always been the same from birth till now?
No, the amount of carbon-14, if you're talking about carbon-14, if you're talking about just carbon, I don't think God's created anything new. The Bible says he finished his creation on day six, so everything was done. The carbon and all the other elements, for that matter, are being, you know, rearranged and recycled. Something's being created. As far as carbon-14, that is being formed by nitrogen being bumped around by neutrons from cosmic radiation. But the carbon-14 ratio, the ratio of carbon-14 to carbon-12 is still increasing. There's actually 37% more carbon-14 now. It's in, that's a stat here, isn't it? If you want warning time on these questions, I can get answers up here on the screen. I covered it in video number 7, get the screen up there, about carbon dating. Carbon is forming faster than it's decaying. We've got the evidence right here. Let's see. Plants are always breathing in C14, and the assumption is that carbon-14 is already stable in the atmosphere, and therefore we can carbon date things. It's been known for a long time that carbon-14 is not stable. Radiocarbon is still forming 28 to 37% faster than it's decaying, which means you cannot carbon date anything. You would have to know when it lived to figure out how much carbon it's supposed to have so that you can figure out when it lived. You'd have to already know what you're looking for. There has never been an example where carbon is given a correct date. It always gives wild dates. There's a good book called The Rate Project about that. When they first invented carbon dating, the lower leg of a mammoth is 15,000 years old, but the skin's 21,000 years old. Same mammoth. Doesn't get any better. Now here's a living mollusk, 2,300 years old, still alive, okay? It's a useless tool, I think, for science to prove the age of anything. Mr. Callahan.
If that were true, then that would be the scientific consensus. The consensus is that UFOs are real. It's not the consensus, and again, you can go over many points about that on this creationist argument in this case on my website. And as far as radiometric dating, it's been a fantastic tool to date the Earth and fossils. And it's a very powerful argument for evolution and the age of the universe, just as the fossil record is. Again, I'm going to use my trilobite, and go to the National Museum of History, and the La Brea Tar Pit. By the way, this is a trilobite is not a tribble. This is a tribble for all your Star Trek fans. But the radiometric timescale, this is another link on my page, and it discusses the radiometric timescale. This is by the United States Geological Survey. So are we going to think that the United States Geological Survey is pulling a hoax on us? No, it's what the science says. You study the science carefully. You can look at, you know, some of the equations and the arguments and the various types of dating, including core carbon-14. And yes, there are things that limit the age and our knowledge, and there are things that might come into play that might corrupt the data, but science carefully examines that. And there's competition among scientists. So if somebody published a paper that was obviously an error, a scientist would examine that and say, well, you made a mistake here because the data was corrupted by this certain factor. And no, the science is objective. That's what the science says. Carbon-14, along with the other radiometric time scales, are very powerful, and along with the tremendous fossil record and all areas of science, genetics, and we see evolution. As far as dog evolution, it's a question of semantics. We have, you know, phylums, genus, family, etc. You can see the many breeds.